Our next story takes us to Rio de Janeiro. You might remember the city's famous Guanabara Bay, or maybe it's infamous. The bay made headlines last year when Olympic athletes and officials complained about the fetid, polluted water. So temporary solutions were put in place for the Rio Games. But it turns out that those fixes may have made life worse for some of the region's poorest residents. From Rio, here's the world's Will Carlos.
On the eastern shore of Guanabara Bay, black, stinking water laps against what might loosely be described as a beach. The sand is blanketed in trash, plastic bags, bottles, bits of old cars and toys. A few blocks from the beach, Marcelo Rocha rakes up the flotsam he's just pulled from a stream flowing into the bay. Rocha works for the state of Rio, fishing out trash that collects behind an eco barrier across the stream. It's essentially an orange rubber dam floating on the surface to catch debris. Rocha uses a long-handled net to haul it all in.
No caso, tem dia que você tira 5, 10.
There are days when you can pull out 5, 10, 15 sacks of trash a day, he tells me, although there are other days you hardly get anything. A lot depends on how much rain is washing trash into the rivers, he says. The state installed 17 of these eco-barriers in the run-up to last summer's Olympics. They were meant as a quick fix, but also as part of a broader permanent effort to clean up the bay. That effort has been going on for more than a decade, and Rio's government now says it could take another 20 years. In the meantime, the barriers are blocking something else as well.
Eles botam uma barreira.
Genancy Delmiro Jr., better known as Juninho, fishes in Guanabara Bay. He says the government set up these barriers to clean up the trash, and it just disturbs the life of the fishermen. All the barriers you can see around here, you'll see they're cut open by fishermen. He shows me where a barrier used to stretch across the Marimbondo River that runs right by his house. Locals sliced it in half so that fishermen can get to the bay. All that remains are the concrete pillars and steel hooks that held the barrier in place. Juninho says fishing families are barely surviving as it is, and the eco-barriers are just one more hassle for these struggling communities. The eco-barriers were never meant to be anything more than a cosmetic solution to the bay's epic pollution problem, says marine biologist Rodolfo Paranhos. He runs a program at the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro that monitors the state of the bay.
Look, it's an interesting measurement to prevent this trash to reach the bay.
But it's nowhere near enough, he says.
There should be a lot of education of people, educational problems, to prevent they to release trash. They understand that trash must be collected, that must recycle trash and everything, blah, 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 blah.
The state government here has already burned through more than $1 billion in loans from international development banks that were supposed to be spent on anti-pollution measures and education. According to a big state investigation, much of that money was wasted or siphoned off by corrupt politicians. Meantime, trash collection, sewage and recycling efforts around the bay remain woefully inadequate. We contacted the Environment Ministry several times seeking comment for this story, but so far no response. Back at the stream, Marcelo Rocha fishes out trash with his bamboo pole and net. He says it's not just the public that needs education, it's the state government too. If the government would just meet with the fishermen, set up a meeting, meet with them and figure out a way to solve the problem of the barriers, then everyone could do their jobs, he says. Until that happens, Rocha says, the government and fishermen will remain locked in a game of cat and mouse. For the world, Will Carlos, on the shores of Guanabara Bay, in Rio de Janeiro.
You're with the world.